We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Audacy put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Audacy. Visit ads.audacy.com.
Mike Quick joins us at 3 o'clock. We'll get his opinion, because now you have Aguilar, Aiken, and Gibson as your only wide receivers on the active roster, on the roster.
Holy smoke.
So you would think that there had, just for numbers purposes, there'd have to be somebody that joins them. I don't know if they're going to bring up somebody from the practice squad. Or is it?
No more of them.
It's got to be a deal in the works, right?
Well, no, but I'm pretty sure today is the day they normally work out people. I mean, that's Tuesdays. That's around the league.
Right.
So I would imagine if they are working out someone today, it'll leak out there somewhere later today.
Yeah,
like Tuesday is typically the workout day for every NFL team. You bring guys in. Remember the Eagles? They brought in Perryman, mm-hmm. and
they worked out. Actually, they were working out guys yesterday too. Yeah. They had offensive linemen in yesterday.
Oh, okay. So yeah, but these are the 2 days.
Yep, before they get back into it.
Before they start game planning tomorrow.
So Antonio Brown didn't show up for team meetings yesterday in Pittsburgh. It's been confirmed by head coach Mike Tomlin. Mm-hmm. And our Eagles reporter, Elliot Short Parks, types up a little something on 94WIP.com saying, what would it cost?
Yeah.
What would it cost, Ike?
I read it.
A lot?
Yeah.
Khalil Mack type? If not more?
You know what? Because he's under contract and under a good contract.
And the cap numbers are next year 12.6, 2020 11.3, 2021 12.5.
So those,
it's not bad at all.
No, for a player of his caliber.
Holy cow.
So you got him under control.
You're looking at Pittsburgh's not getting rid of. I mean, if you came to Pittsburgh and said two number ones and maybe something else, mm-hmm. I think you could get their attention. But without Le'Veon Bell, you know, you have Ben Roethlisberger and James Conner, with all due respect. You got Juju. That's a good point.
Yeah.
He's a good player.
Yeah. For a team that, you know, wants to get back to the Super Bowl, they haven't been since 08. Was it 08, 09? That mm-hmm. year they beat Arizona. I don't think they've been back since, have they?
No,
they have. They lost to Green Bay.
Yes.
So that's the last one they were in, when they lost to Green Bay. And that was 2010, right? Or 11, somewhere around there.
Been some time.
Yeah. So it's been a while since they've been back to the Super Bowl. It's been almost a decade, I would imagine, since Ben won the Super Bowl. He's not getting any younger. Are they ready to just throw away the 2018 season? I mean, you got to, like, Mike Tomlin got to bring Antonio Brown in, find out what's going on, what's his issue.
Mm-hmm.
And Mike Tomlin and the Rooney family, instead of having a hard line, and it's my way or the highway type of thing going on, dude, that's a dude you got to come in and get it worked out.
Yeah, I agree.
It's plain and simple. And there's one thing you won't do with Le'Veon Bell, even though I don't agree with it.
This guy's under contract already.
You already got him under contract.
Yep. Yeah, and if you were to move on right now, you take all that cap hit, and the new team just takes on the salary.
And you'll get rid of him and Le'Veon Bell?
They're not getting rid of him. But if you came... Here's where you could be talking. Off season, if he continues to misbehave, mm-hmm. or trade deadline and the Steelers are already looks like they're out of it.
Yeah,
right.
Yeah, it could happen. I still don't, unless Big Ben is getting ready to retire, you don't have a chance to win without Antonio Brown there. You just don't.
Yep. All right, let's go to the phones. We have Sean, our buddy Sean in Virginia. Hi, Sean.
Yo, scam money don't make money, John. Why are you so scared?
I wouldn't say scared is the term. I'd say smart is the term.
No, that's not what I would say. Smart.
Sure,
that's
it is.
It's not smart.
To keep your franchise quarterback healthy. Sure, you can. You can change facets of it. Sure, you can.
Hey, name me a top quarterback in this league that hasn't been hurt.
Well, name me a quarterback in this league.
God, name a top quarterback in this league.
Well, Tom Brady had a torn ACL in the pocket, right? He was in the pocket, not diving head first.
I'm just, yeah, but I'm his point saying, is like, that you still get hurt.
Yeah, you
it
do.
It doesn't matter.
Yeah, you still get
so,
hurt.
So what's the problem? Listen, this kid, the DNA, listen, the kid broke a bone in his throwing hand, his senior year in college, and he knew he was going to be a first-round pick. He rehabbed to come back and play in a meaningless game.
Yeah, no one's questioning.
That's a good point,
the
there,
player.
Sean.
No one's questioning the player and the heart and the desire that he has. No one's questioning that. Here's what I'm questioning, Sean. You have to be smarter when you're out there, and you can't take unnecessary hits, and you can't play recklessly. And he's already on the record of saying he's not changing. He has to change a little bit.
Hey, if it's third and goal, and we're playing a team, and we're fighting for home field and trying to win a division, I'm diving head first into the end zone.
And yeah, and so is he.
So
is Carson.
You know, did he get hurt? That was just happenstance. Yo,
Sean, can I ask you a question? Did he get the touchdown on that play?
He should have run the whole penalty.
No, but hold on.
That's right. Somebody was home. Yeah, it wasn't his fault.
Right, exactly. So what did you have? You had another shot at it, right?
Mm-hmm.
Hey, guess what? He threw a touchdown.
Exactly.
Bang.
Exactly.
Bang, Sean. Bang. What do you mean? What do you mean exactly?
It means that he didn't get a touchdown on the diving play where he tore his ACL, but they still scored a touchdown.
Yeah, because of him.
Right, being on the field. They still scored a touchdown, Sean, right? If you throw the ball away, you still have another shot at it. Right?
Oh, man, come on.
Right?
You can't say that, John.
Hold on. Why can't I say that? Because you're saying that you're saying he dove for the touchdown because he was trying to get the touchdown, and that's all that mattered. He didn't get the touchdown, and he threw for a touchdown the next play. Right?
Yeah, but he could have easily not thrown for a touchdown the next play. I mean, you don't want to use that as an example as if that's the only way he could have scored a touchdown. We know he can score touchdowns by throwing passes. We already know that.
Right, but you live for another day.
Okay.
You get an opportunity to.
Yeah, and it worked out that time.
Okay.
It worked out that time. All I'm doing is telling you what he's going to do, what's, like Sean was saying, what's in his DNA. And when you're in the moment, it's easy to sit here and try to coach him up. Oh, slide right there. You're not on the field.
Right, but I think to John's point.
Ben, don't speak when not spoken to. I didn't ask you about trying to speak for John. He can speak for himself. And right now, even more importantly, I'm speaking. The point that I'm making about Wentz is that in the heat of the moment, you can't ask him to be thinking about those things. He's already going into games thinking about being smart. That's so obvious. He doesn't have a pattern, a history of being reckless out there. But injuries happen. They just do.
I mean, you
gave me two examples.
Yeah, but
hold on. You gave me two examples
right
of him being reckless last year. And really, it was only one. But you gave me two examples out of 13 games.
Well, I'm sure there were more.
Well, they should stick out.
Well, like, you know, my memory doesn't work all that well.
Well, I welcome anybody else to call up with it then. He wasn't reckless. He was so much different than from his rookie year. Oh, by the way.
He protected himself better than his rookie
year. Oh, by the way, forget about the inexperience factor in his first year. What do you want him to do? Stand back there while Bryce Triggs and Dorial Green-Beckham and these guys try to get open? His rookie year, he was trying to make something happen. He was trying to do something. He was trying to make plays happen. So last year, he didn't have to do that. I'm just telling you this year that this is the player that he's grown into be, and I agree with Doug. Because if you're going to think that way, then don't play him at all. Don't play him until you can feel comfortable with him being Carson Wentz. Don't play him. You got three extra months to play with. You got Nick Foles here. You don't have to play him if you're going to restrict what he does.
We're going to ask Mike Quick coming up at 3 o'clock.
Oh, okay.
3 o'clock, Mike Quick, and then we have the doctor.
Ben, don't interrupt me like that again.
What is he, Pro Football Doc? He's the preeminent.
I don't want to interrupt you. Sorry.
He's the preeminent Twitter doctor.
What?
He's the preeminent Twitter doctor.
Oh, we love you. Oh, he is?
He is, yes.
Oh, yeah, we love the Twitter doctors.
No, but he also was a team doctor for the better part of a decade and a half. So we'll talk to him coming up at 3:30, Ben.
Yes.
Because he's saying, I'm not criticizing the Eagles, but facts are the facts, that the longer you wait with an ACL tear, the better the chance is that you don't re-injure it. 888-729-9494. And some people are tweeting me saying, with no weapons right now, why don't they even wait to bring them back? If you got Aiken, Aguilar, and Gibson.
Now that's a question.
what's their nickname?
Yeah.
Did we put that out on Twitter at Mark Streis? WIP?
AGA? I don't know.
Yeah. So now that's a legitimate question. Should he even be playing with the weapons that he has out there?
I will put.
That's a legitimate question.
Man, I'll put the tweet out. You can retweet it because I'm afraid you would screw it up with your wording on Twitter.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.